When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
And we welcome you back, and we are really excited to say hello in a moment to Lance Leipold, the head coach at Kansas. By now, you have heard his story. What a remarkable run he had when he was up in Wisconsin Whitewater, winning 6 national championships. He did a brilliant job at Buffalo, taking them to 2 bowl games. Entering his 3rd season at KU, he took them to a bowl game last year, an epic triple overtime game in the Liberty Bowl with Arkansas. College Game Day showed up. And, Coach, thank you for the time. I know it's a busy time of the year, but we are really delighted to say hello to you. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just went through your accomplishments. I know that's not what interests you right now. But so let's talk about this moment in time for you. Coaches don't have much time anymore because of everything, but what's it like to finally – be back and about to do what you love doing, and that's getting your team ready for the season?
Yeah, as you know, the calendar keeps changing, and then summers have drastically changed, especially the month of June for coaches today. And some of the rules have been beneficial with time with our players on the field and things like that. That has been a benefit. But we just finished practice 2 this morning. We're back at it in meetings, doing all those things. And we're less than a month away from kickoff and excited for our program to take another step.
Coach, I know everyone has schedules and they're done really in advance, but the moment that practice starts, can you keep up with time? It seems like there would be so many things happening.
Once we get going, I guess I've got the one fortunate thing in all pretty much all our stops is that, you know, we have I've been very blessed with a core of coaches that have really stayed with me throughout, and we have good routine. I have great trust in them on the field, off the field, support staff, people. And as you know, there's a lot of different hats that we have to wear and do. And the days fly by. I can't believe it. You know, we're almost through this second day already, but it is what it is. And I think we build the routine and it seems to work. And I'll tell you one thing, Paul, once we get into the season and we carried it in camp a little bit as well, we're a morning practice team, and I was kind of slow to go to that, and I really enjoyed it, and I think it helps our day quite a bit.
So what does it do for you as opposed to building toward practice, being able to react to practice and get ready? Is there more time by changing it? Because it seems like the calendar is still the same, isn't it?
I guess you mean by going mornings or days?
By going to the morning.
Yeah, I just think it helps us kind of get our players – they're going to be up and in the weight room anyway. It gives us a chance to kind of get with them at maybe their freshest point of the day. I think it allows us as a staff to review film, do things, turn ourselves to recruiting. A lot of different things I think have really helped us kind of stay fresh. And again, for our students, we're a program. When they leave here for the day, unless they come in on their own, they're done with their football obligation for the day. And I think mentally that helps them stay fresh. They can be students. They get to be college students as well and stay fresh. And I think that's paid dividends. When we took this program over, that was one of the things that we talked about. We needed buy-in. And the players that have stuck around have really enjoyed the change.
Coach, you've done quite a bit. I mentioned the championships in Division III and the Buffalo experience, but very few people thought KU could be turned around like you have done it. And I know coaches always are confident, but is it the same template that you have used in the past? And how do you have to adjust being in a league like the Big 12?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both. It's a great question. Obviously, support staff, resources, all those things are important. We've gone through over a dozen years of some tough times here in Lawrence, and you know, it's kind of like, why not take a swing at it, so to speak? But at the same time, going to Buffalo, we had some of those things that we had to try to build for consistency. That was kind of going to be our template of what we're going to do, evaluate well, develop, do those things. And I look at a lot of things through my career. It's not the roadmap of most people that have an opportunity to be a head coach at this level. But I also lean on a lot of my times as way back in the early 90s as a graduate assistant under Barry Alvarez. And when he took that job that really no one wanted at that time and stayed there to build it into the program that it is today and has been very consistent for many years.
I realize at this particular moment in time, you're concentrating on your players and practice plans and getting ready for the season, but while you're working, those of us in the media are speculating, and the Big 12 happens to be at the epicenter of the conversation. Are you following this? I know some of your coaches have had some interesting comments. I doubt you are, but by the way, it may be impossible to keep up with it because it keeps changing. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, obviously with the addition of Colorado, we've kind of been able to follow that a little bit. As we say, more is to come. I don't know. I just think Commissioner Yormark has done an outstanding job for us last year, securing the four new members that are joining us now. I was with our former Commissioner Bowlesby. He had stopped by just to have an introduction meeting with me and got on the plane. And by the time he landed back in Texas, the two schools that are departing had made their announcement. And so I know he was kind of caught off guard. So where we've kind of come back and where we've stabilized ourselves and really when you kind of see the job TCU and Baylor a year ago and the stability in our program and in our conference. And I think the way the Kansas Jayhawks played last year has really helped make this conference very, very competitive and tough from top to bottom. And whether we add more and where it's going, I think it's going to be continue for a while. And how many, power conferences are there going to be are yet to be determined.
You had such an interesting season last year, with a really good start. And then you had something that had to be just an amazing experience when College Game Day came to the campus. It puts you on the map. Describe what that was like, especially trying to get ready for a game as well.
Yeah, again, for us and Paul, as you well know, probably we took this job over essentially May 1st of 21. So we missed all of spring ball. And when you really consider, barely 16 months into this job that we were able to have three consecutive sellouts, the third one being the TCU game, College Game Day, coming to Lawrence for football for the very first time. It was a feeling when you pulled in and unload the buses and that to see the excitement on the hill and the setup, and that was really special. Now, as you well know, you can't let it be a flash in the pan. You have to keep working. We have to keep building and find a way to make this place a consistent place and a place that College Game Day returns to.
Finally, the card that coaches are glad that they're moving on because the season's here, but you never really move on. And those are the issues that every coach is facing right now with NIL, especially with the transfer portal, where you never really know. How have you approached that and how are you dealing with it?
Well, I think a lot of us are waiting. Is that for the guard, the guide rails in this thing? Is it going to level out to some way? I think it's about being genuine, coaching your kids. This was a program, again, once we inherited, I think we had in the spring of 21, I think, maybe some of the most players that had left the program. And then last year, I think by conference standards, I saw that we had maybe the fewest scholarship players leave from last August to the end of the second portal period. So we've been able to maintain some things. As we know, that can always change. Having honest conversations, whether it be through coaching and evaluation. I think we've done a nice job trying to get guys on the field and giving them their opportunities. And again, you know, being honest with them of where things are at. As far as NIL itself, I think those opportunities in our program will present themselves as our players continue to do it. I think we've had a good, our collective has done a nice job, and I think our athletic director, Travis Goss, has done a great job managing that from an administrative standpoint.
Now that you're in practice and the speculation will wane a little bit and the reality is here, do certain things, as we close and let you go back to work, do certain things keep you up? You don't look like coaches don't sleep that much, but what does keep you up at night when as you get ready for a season?
As you know, I always say I started this with a full head of hair. So, you know, there's always the things you worry about. You worry about, you know, that you're doing a good job emphasizing that your players are putting themselves in a great position off the field, representing themselves and their families correctly. You worry about anything that's happening in today's college football world, as you can see. You keep bringing in the speakers. You do everything. And then again, you got to trust your players and your staff that you keep doing it and doing it the right way. And I'm confident that we are. And again, we've had a little taste of success, didn't finish the second half of the year exactly the way we want. I think our group is hungry. And again, from the field standpoint, is staying hungry and not complacent and taking another step as a football program.
Coach, thank you for making time. I know it's not easy to do, but we appreciate it. And I know the audience did as well. You be well. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Again, appreciate the opportunity to be with you. Rock chalk.
You got it. It was our pleasure. From Kansas, Coach Leipold joining us. And you talk about a coach who is on people's list for the remarkable job that he's done. It is him. We'll take a break. We got more reaction, more of your phone calls, and who knows, maybe more breaking news right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Or completed.
We continue. How about expired in Texas? Hello, expired.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
I'm trying to figure some stuff out, and maybe you can help me. Florida State is talking about getting out of ACC and kind of thumping their chest saying, we want out of ACC, a deal that we signed, you know, however many years ago, and it's not fair anymore, blah, 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 blah. And everybody's kind of like, where would Florida State go? Well, you're not coming to the SEC because you do have value. I don't believe you have SEC value, okay? You're probably a Big 12 school because right now the Big 12 has done a really good job of just taking decent value schools and putting them in their conference. Big 10, yeah, they could use Florida State. I mean, they really – honestly, Big 10, you suck at football. You got two giants, there's no doubt. And after that, I don't know who in the hell you got besides Penn State. And you got USC, who plays in front of 5,000 people, and you got UCLA coming in, who really probably belongs in the Big 12 also, that plays in front of 2,200 people. Okay? So, you know, this is all driven by football, Paul. If the SEC wants to expand, I hope they leave Florida State. Let's don't mess with Florida State. I know a Florida State-Florida rivalry game would be great in the SEC, but that's really the only game I see with value. North Carolina fits better. Clemson fits better, even though I don't think either of them are worthy of the SEC. Big Ten, go get them, baby. You need some better football schools. You suck. Thanks, Paul.
I know a lot of people that would disagree with you, but I'll let them call in and offer their opinions. Augie is up next.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I totally disagree. I know you do. You didn't agree with any of that stuff.
No, but, Florida State would probably be the most attractive of the ACC schools to the SEC because, to me, Augie, Clemson's attractive as well, but Florida State's a much more comes from a much better geographical location, and any game in Florida State is a big game.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to look at geolocation in a conference. Now, I know the Big Ten has blown up that proposition.
Sure.
Totally blown it to pieces. But, you know, Paul, it wasn't that long ago when somebody asked you about realignment. You said, oh, another 2-3 years. That's not happening now. And now, what are we talking about right before the season starts? Not just talking Colorado's moving, maybe Arizona's moving. Would you say that somehow this is an issue that Greg Sankey started by sucking in Texas and Oklahoma? Because you got to believe that when that happened, that was a seismic shift, and it got everybody else thinking, and now it's a land grab.
No, I mean, that was the opening salvo, but I really think it's more about Texas than anyone else. Texas decided we're done with the Big 12, which is funny. And, you know, we're going to look around, and they went on a shopping tour, and they decided that the SEC was the best match, and it was. And they knew they had Oklahoma in their back pocket.
Now, my opinion is if the Big Ten grabs Oregon and grabs Washington, that is a humongous seismic shift in football. And I think it puts pressure on the SEC. And you may disagree. I know you work there, but
no, I don't. I agree with you, Augie.
Pressure on us.
Well, I mean, the Big Ten and the SEC are like Coke and Pepsi, or top two beers, top two. I mean, they are living in the same universe, so they can't sit. You can't sit by.
We've got to be Coke, though, and if the Big Ten keeps grabbing up these big schools, they're really diluting us.
Well, they haven't grabbed anyone yet, so.
But diluting us. And this whole business about who falls next, and it seems like the Pac-10 is dead, which is picking the bones, and the next victim on the radar is the ACC. Do you disagree?
I think what we're seeing today from the ACC, you've heard here on this show, you've heard hints of it, but today it got out in the open, and the ACC can't put this back in the bottle. This is now the second time in a couple of months that you've had a member simply go rogue, and you can't turn back. I mean, there are schools in the ACC that are looking seriously at how you get out of this legal quagmire. And maybe Florida State feels like they've found a loophole somewhere.
Well, if Florida State goes, that is going to be the string that unravels the
conference. Yeah, that's much bigger than anything going on in the West right now.
I believe so. And here's the other thing, and I'm not sure if you agree with it or not, but if that happens, Notre Dame's days of playing both sides against the middle are going to be over. They're going to have to join a conference or become more irrelevant than they've been in the past. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, Notre Dame right now needs the ACC construct the way it is because it benefits them. They make a lot of money off of those five conference games. And because they're usually pretty good. I mean, not always. You'll get some dogs in there, but Notre Dame will have two options, and the options are pretty obvious: the Big Ten or the SEC.
They're definitely going to go Big Ten. There's no way they're going to go SEC. But as far as who we want, we definitely need to grab Florida State. I think North Carolina would be great. Clemson would be great. Miami would be great. And schools like Pittsburgh, I mean, they're a Big Ten school.
No, come, Augie. Yeah,
nobody wants
Pittsburgh.
Anyway, Paul, it's just getting started. Thanks.
No, I mean, if you rank the ACC schools in terms of, which one's the most attractive, it really depends. You're talking about Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, and Clemson, and they all bring different things to the table. So, to the Big Ten, they might look at North Carolina a little bit more fondly than the SEC would. We check in with Ed next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Ed. Ed, you there? Ed does not sound like he is there, so we will check in next with David. Hello, David.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, Paul, I know don't you think this NIL deal and the transfer portal, there's going to be a lot of good teams left out of the picture? Because you see the run of the mill is like the major colleges, there has to be a consequence, don't you think, to all of this sometime soon? Or
no, I would agree with you on that, David.
And don't you think that it's going to be up to the ticket holders, or like we're Tide Pride, prices keep going up? So what's your thoughts on
well,
that?
Well, I think there will be a reckoning in college sports because if you go back over 30 years and see what the ticket prices cost. And we're not, and for those of you who don't go to games, we're not talking about the actual ticket price, even though that is dramatically higher. Mm-hmm. It's the price of being able to buy a ticket that keeps going up. And I worry about some other things. With all the money going into NIL, that money would have normally been going into one of the departments at the university or school. So there are going to be serious fundraising issues at various places. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let me see if Ed is back. Ed, you there?
Yep.
Paul, okay, well, you're on the air,
me?
Ed.
This is Eddie.
Eddie. Eddie, I got to tell you something. You've got to learn what your name is, okay?
No.
I mean, one day you're Ed, one day you're Eddie, the next day you're Joe. I mean, I realize you're 95 years old, but you have to write your name down.
I'll have to give you a couple of names my wife called.
I can't wait to hear what those are.
Hey, look, Paul, I'm not very good at apologizing, but I feel like I owe you an apology. I called about a week ago after the article came out with Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
But they listed the most influential people in football.
You couldn't wait to tell me that I wasn't on that list.
You didn't make the list.
Yeah.
And you really didn't make the list because they didn't have a category for sports analyst or sports call-in show. Had they have had a list like that, you not only would have been on the list, you would have been the list. Because your show gives a perspective that others just don't do.
Well, Eddie, first of all, you don't owe me an apology. You may owe me dinner and a beer, but not an apology.
Well, a lot for the latter.
Well, knowing you, I think that would be a lot more entertaining.
Well, listen. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, but we need to get together sometime, seeing who can outdo the other.
Eddie, I know the winner of that will be you. I've seen you live before. Don't forget that.
No, I know it. Well, Paul, I appreciate it.
Eddie,
so
great to hear from you. The great Eddie Conyers joining us with a different name every day, but he's still the same. We'll take a break. More to come. 90 minutes remaining on a very busy Wednesday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back. On a Wednesday afternoon, we're still waiting to hear more. Florida State in the news, the Big Ten in the news, the Pac-12 disintegrating before our eyes. Jace is in Augusta. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. I think last time you were on was Monday. And,
right.
AC was going to make some big announcement regarding whatever yesterday, and he called in when Derry was on, and Derry started questioning him about his are you a college football fan or whatever, and he started into the fat American stuff and blah 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 blah, and I thought it was kind of funny because on Monday you said he was going to make this big announcement on Tuesday, and you says, "Well, I think I just take Tuesday off," and you came in today, and he got on today and didn't make you. You know, I'll put it to you this way: AC is full of more crap than a doo-doo gun. I mean, I just don't understand. You know. He's saying he's going to give somebody a $150 gift certificate from Bangladesh. I mean, what is he going to give them $150 worth of coconuts and rice? I mean, I just don't get it, Paul. I don't know why.
Yeah,
he,
I don't know, Jason. I don't know. I've never been to Bangladesh. I don't see it in my immediate future. But I'm glad of one thing, that AC is there and we're all not. Thank you for the call. Burke is in Chicago, and you're on the air. Hello, Burke.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That Harbaugh guy, he did an interview on the Big Ten stage with these two fellas. One was a running back from Iowa, and they started the conversation with farming and so forth. He spent very little time being braggadocious about his football club. So I'm kind of curious, did he do it on purpose?
Now, you're talking about Harbaugh. So this was on the Big Ten Network last week?
Yes, yes. And, you know, he could be braggadocious about his team. He can. But when you come to the dance floor, you want to have shoes on, right? But I think that he hid his actual position with only one quarterback. Ohio State has two. And we'll see how they do. What do you think?
Burke, I would hate to try to interview. I've interviewed Jim Harbaugh, but it's been some time. He's an extremely difficult to interview, so I'm guessing those guys just decided to run the clock out, so to speak, get him on there talking about anything other than normal everyday things that fans watching the Big Ten Network would probably be interested in hearing. Hey, thank you for the call, Dale, in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
We're doing well.
So, yeah, I just want to kind of address, you know, AJ's call the last couple of times. He, you know, was talking about the flip that Auburn, you know, got from Georgia. Well, you know, that only opened up a spot for two more five-stars, Georgia had, you know, commit. So, you know, we will trade you 2-for-1 any day, bro. And Auburn's not beating Georgia. You know, stop it, AJ, stop it. And as far as, you know, everybody wants to know if Larry's drinking Bud Light, Paul, I think it may be kerosene, not Bud Light. But, you know, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Go Dawgs, 3-peat on the rise, baby. It's coming. It's coming. Bye, Paul.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Matt in Knoxville. Hello, Matt.
What's up, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
You know I go by Cooper, too. That's my last name. So
didn't know.
I was just calling. I wanted to ask you something. So, like, there's two things. If a one loss to maybe two loss early in the season, let's say Tennessee chokes, I don't think Tennessee's going to cover Virginia, even though I just, for some reason, I think it's going to be like 7 or 10 shy. But I think it'll be a wake-up call. But if you have a one-loss Tennessee with a Georgia late in the season, you see them getting in. And also, if you could bet on Joe Milton, if he doesn't take off any of our Tennessee players' face masks who are throwing the ball too hard in Vegas, what award do you think he could win? And those are my two questions.
Yeah, Matt, I think Joe Milton – if he has a great year, you know, could be a legitimate, not favorite, but maybe among the 5 or 6 or 7 Heisman candidates. I realize I'm jumping the shark maybe to a degree in early August, but I think he has that much upside. If Tennessee has a big year and he does what I think a lot of the coaches, especially Josh Heupel, expect him to do. Lowell is in Ocala, Florida, right outside of Gainesville. Hey, Lowell.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great.
Hey, man, first-time caller. I've tried many times. It's very hard to get in sometimes.
I'm glad you made it.
Real quick. Yes, sir. Real quick. What do you think about my Gators, the recruiting that they had this year, our coach? I know there's been a lot said about us being, you know, maybe 6-6 again this year. I'm a hardcore Gator fan. I'm always high expectations of them. But what do you personally think yourself, being an SEC fan like you are, what do you think about my Gators and our new coach?
Yeah, well, Lowell, I think Billy Napier did what he had to do in the offseason, and that's – and some of the negativity and recruit. And he did that. But I expected that. I mean, if he didn't, then I think the conversation now would be dramatically different. But what he has to do now is win some games. And that's a cliche. But, you know, some of these games he has to turn. I mean, he has a great opportunity, third week of the year, with Tennessee at home. Can he win that game? I don't think he can beat Utah. I think games against Kentucky, games against South Carolina, the Vanderbilt game got away from him. I mean, these are games that they have thrown away, and you have to start winning those games. You have to. You hear this over and over before the season, but there are so many. I mean, is there another league that has more 50-50 games than the SEC? There's just so many of those. You don't expect to beat Georgia, but you do or should be in the battle with Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri. And too often those are games that Florida has lost in recent years. Thanks for the call. Ron is in Virginia. What do you got, Ron?
Mr. Paul, there's a lot of talk about Florida State. Before that, your show is all about life. Paul, if you're not sitting in that seat, I'm not calling in. It's all about you and the SEC. You're everything. Now, Florida State, I got a question for you. I want to hear what you feel. These teams like Florida State, I'm not downing them. Florida State is a great team. I want all their viewers or yourself, whoever, hear this. But when they're not doing well in their division, the ACC, I call it the escape goat to go possibly to the SEC, and then the Big Ten has to regroup, possibly bring Notre Dame or Utah. you know, these teams are scapegoating. What do you think about what I'm saying here, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of that going on.
Yes, sir. And the thing of it is that the solution to everything, there isn't a solution, is the SEC started all this, the greatness. They're the greatest whatever and everything. And the Big Ten's following and doing okay, and the rest of everybody's following, and it's caused chaos. If you not see, it's like a dominoes effect, Paul. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Ron, I see exactly what you're saying. Hey, thank you. We're heading to a break a little bit late, but thank you for the call, Ron. We come back. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let us continue with more of your phone calls. We've had a busy day with some guests, a lot of news out there, whether it's Pac-12, Big 12, ACC, Big Ten. There is news happening at every major conference except the SEC, and that's at least for now. Let's move along, and Steve O is in Georgia. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Feinbaum, what's going on today, buddy?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, so this whole conference realignment has been a crazy day, right? So let's just say, for hypothetical speaking, the Big Ten adds Cal, Stanford, Oregon, and Washington, which I think would be a great move for them. I mean, they would control the late-night market, which I think there's still a market for late-night football. And Florida State somehow gets out of their contract, because why would Florida State make that announcement today if they don't have a path out?
Well, I mean, hold right there. If you have a path out, you don't make an announcement, you get out. To me, it sounds like
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Like they were just posturing today.
See, and all the talk shows I've listened to all day long saying that Florida State saying, yeah, it's just a document, it's just a document. Our legal team has gone over that document, gone over it. I think they're going to get out, Paul.
I don't want to argue law with you, but I've heard a lot of people in countless industries say, well, yeah, that, you know, that's not enforceable. I'm willing to bet you that grant of rights is enforceable because Texas and Oklahoma didn't do posturing. They just got out. And they knew they were going to have to pay an enormous fee. They were willing to pay. They ended up negotiating it down. And clearly what Florida State is trying to do is they're making one last attempt to stay in the ACC by saying, listen, we're getting out unless you give us and Clemson a significant piece of the pie, which isn't going to happen. Or they're hoping that the ACC will say, okay, let's figure out a price and get rid of you guys.
But ESPN owns the right. So if the SEC picked up Clemson or Florida State, don't you think ESPN will work a deal out?
Well, you just broke the code, Steve-O. There is a you always in any negotiation you look for a common characteristic, and that's the common characteristic here, and they're also the person that has the group that has the most money, So, I mean, I have no idea. I've never ESPN steadfastly denied they had anything to do with Texas and Oklahoma, and there's never been any evidence to support that they have. I cannot imagine ESPN getting anywhere near this negotiation just from a litigious standpoint. But, yeah, if the ACC and Florida State went to ESPN and said, listen, you know, what's the accommodation here if we let them out? Then maybe there's another conversation here.
Sure. I mean, that's the way to start, because I think that you can't let the Big Ten in the South. If the Big Ten's going to own the Midwest and the West and the Northwest, you can't let them try to get in the Southern East Coast, either in South Carolina.
No, by the way, Steve-O, I disagree. The guy called in earlier about Notre Dame. I don't think the Big Ten has any advantage over Notre Dame if Notre Dame was in play. I frankly believe Notre Dame would rather be in the SEC than the Big Ten. They've had 70 years of opportunity to be in the Big Ten and haven't come close to going in there.
Well, did they sign a new big deal with NBC? Because I know that contract.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, I don't think they could. I don't think Notre Dame is going anywhere right now other than where they are. Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Travis is in Kentucky. You're on the air. Hello, Travis.
Hey, Paul, first time caller. I was just trying to see what you think about the upcoming season here for the Kentucky Wildcats.
Travis, I am really high on Kentucky. I think they have one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC in Devin Leary. I think it's a little bit of a bounce back year. I felt like last season got away from them. They have a ridiculously easy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, when Ball State, Eastern Kentucky, Akron, and Louisville, your four non-conference games, you're automatically 4-0. Your crossover games are a little problematic. You're at Mississippi State. You could lose that one. Well, actually, that's always the crossover game. But the added attraction is Alabama. But Alabama at home in November, I think that's at least they have at least a fighting chance for that. But I see a big year for Mark Stoops in Kentucky. We hit the break. We've been here for 3 hours. It's been a very active day for the second day in August. This should be pretty quiet, camps opening and all that, but the speculation is rampant. We'll continue that one in the final hour.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.